Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 47, featuring Jake Pullis and Matt Wallstead. We taped this episode on August 14th, 2012, in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and had a really great time. Got to meet Jake for the first time, first appearance on the show, and then it's always great to have Matt on because he can just riff with the best of them. It's a really, really great episode. But we have a couple things that we need to plug before we get started. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find photos of our guests, information about the studio, and a lot of bonus tracks like mic checks and games that we play after the show, conversations that we have after the show. Definitely worth it. Check it out. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names. You can also find us on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast and following us. Make sure to follow us, because it's worth it, because you get updates about the website and iTunes, so you'll know what's going on and know when to check out the site. Okay, so we got the plugs out of the way, but there's actually a news story that I need to sneak in because it happened after we taped. Basically, Netflix has released a service called Postplay, which, instead of just going video to video, where you watch a video and then it brings you back to the menu and then you have to go find the next video and hit play again. Now, once the credits start rolling, a menu will come up as if you were watching live TV, you know, when they push the credits off to the side and such. So that's going to be available, but the catch is, right now, it's only available on the Netflix website and on the PlayStation 3. I mean, they do say that it's going to be coming soon to other platforms, but for now, you'll have to check it out online rather than using any mobile device or smart TV. But there's extra news that I needed to cover, so enjoy the episode.
With the show.
Perfect. So thanks guys for being on the show for our 47th episode on August 14th. I figure I might as well just say this just so it kind of timestamps it somewhere.
Yes,
because I mean all of the news that we do, since we release it on a Friday, it's just kind of like a yeah, but something's happened since, so this timestamps it too. This is why we talked about what we talked about, because there's not very much news again.
Why didn't you cover this, you big stupid jerk?
Exactly. Like,
those are all from me, by the way.
Yeah, usually.
Those emails, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you use your profile, so it's pretty easy when it's your picture.
Never thought about that.
A couple things that are in the news. It's more platform stuff. Like, something's available on something else. So, anyone have a Kindle Fire?
Nope.
No.
Not just in this room, just in general.
Yeah, no. Okay. Spotify is on there, so ta-da.
Meh.
Yeah, exactly.
Hooray! I'll be enthusiastic. Ooh. Hooray!
Well, you can be enthusiastic about this one because YouTube is rolling out a new app for PlayStation 3, in case you're, you know, using it for that. And you can control with your smartphone.
Wow.
I imagine it's just more like the keyboard kind of thing, so that you don't have to do L.
Oh, yeah, that is terrible.
I mean, the smartphone thing, that sounds pretty cool. It would be nice to be able to use my smartphone as a keyboard all the time.
Yes.
Actually, I haven't even looked into that.
Connectivity and whatnot?
Yeah. What kind of connectivity my awesome phone would have with my awesome PS3. That's something I should look into.
But,
why is everything sounding muddled all of a sudden?
Spite.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd say spite. But they also have a new interface, which I am trying to hack into. There's the screen.
Cool.
This. Ooh. And so there's the new interface, which I'll post something. This is just more a reference for Adam than anyone else.
Oh, it looks very lovely.
Yes. So yeah, that's,
you can watch lots of music videos and one about toys maybe or something.
Sandbox Mystery Guitar Man Toys. Or something, I guess.
I mean, the guy on the picture looks pretty excited about it.
He does. Kind of looks like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Though
more just looks surprised, like we've caught him doing something.
Oh,
Well, I'm looking. It says BAM or something of the. Let's get going for a closer look on this. What does it say behind him? It says Endib. Endib.
I don't think it's Andy.
Rambo.
It does say Endib.
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 There's got to be more to that word.
Endib. Sandbox.
Oh yeah, sandbox. But what about behind it? What about behind it? BAM.
Blamble gamble gamble.
BAM. BAM. I don't know what that would be.
Yes.
Bam.
Absolutely.
Bad. Yeah. I don't know.
So I guess the smartphone control is pretty sweet.
Yeah. That's really the highlight. Okay. Something else that you will be mad about, actually, is HBO and Blinkbox offer the second season of Game of Thrones online before DVD in UK.
Jerk.
I don't even understand why, but they just...
Whatever.
They're jerks.
Why?
It's a video on demand service, so there's direct payback. I guess I don't know. There's like, I always wonder about the whole legalities across the pond,
yeah,
because they have different copyright stuff than us, so that it switches between, they don't have the same Netflix access as us, and they actually have some other service that we are not allowed to go to yet. For some reason.
Huh.
So it's nuts to them, but they are getting Game of Thrones season 2 before DVD.
I hope that picture isn't ruining the whole series for me right now.
There's a...
Consider it ruined.
Forever.
Anyway.
yeah.
It's probably just a red herring.
Most likely.
That was one something that I ran across while I was in Mexico is
red herrings.
Yes, thousands
wow.
of them.
Really?
No.
Oh, what did you come across in Mexico?
I the last time I went down there, Netflix was not a thing.
Yeah,
and so I went back down there at the beginning of this year and found out that they not only had Netflix, but it was an entirely different selection of movies. Still, most of them American.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few Mexican shows and a few movies, but a surprising amount of Disney. And not crappy Disney like we have here. Things like Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast.
Get out.
So, really? Yeah. There are actually some great movies on there.
Interesting.
Some of them I had to watch in Portuguese or Spanish, but...
Subtitles? Anything?
Usually, yeah.
No, I mean, available?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, not always. I think is it Doctor Who I could not watch because of the lack of subtitles.
That would be kind of weird in Spanish.
Yeah.
Because, the rapid-fire English that it already is, they have to keep up.
Yeah, and I think the only subtitles were offered were Portuguese. Like, this doesn't help me.
Well, you know, you could just, like, go frame by frame and then... You know, flip, flip, flip.
Try to lip read it.
Flip, flip, flip.
Oh. It says...
Wow.
It says doctor. Yo entiendo.
Doctor.
Or you could have hired somebody who is Portuguese or could at least read Portuguese.
There you go.
Just so that you could get like this interesting play-by-play where they're trying to ad-lib describe it.
Well,
it's saying that there's a thing that... No, I guess it's more of like a building they... No... And it's the verb tenses on this are messed up. I can't believe who translated this.
I wound up watching Inglourious Basterds with my stepdad.
It's on Netflix streaming in Mexico?
Yes, it was.
What?
Yep.
Ta-da!
I've been wanting to watch that movie for like 2 years.
Go to Mexico.
Yeah, I think I will.
Just to watch
Worlds
it and
collide.
Come back immediately. And he speaks English reasonably well, but particularly in movies when they're speaking at a normal conversational rate, he has a little bit of trouble, so we had to turn on the subtitles for him, which was fine, except for I realized that about two-thirds of the movie is in either French or German.
Oh, so were they right on top of it?
No, it completely got rid of them. And so we started getting the Spanish subtitles, yeah, and then French or German dialogue, and so we got to there and went, uh-oh. Well, let's see how my high school education held up. What can we do here?
Nope.
I got nothing. I'm gonna go get a snack.
Yeah,
No, I did okay. I had seen the movie before. I had seen the movie before, and I kind of sort of understood, you know, bits and pieces of the words. I could get the gist of what they were saying, but it was a little more work than I had planned on putting into the movie.
Yeah, I'd imagine be a lot of recall. It's just like, oh, that's right. They're going to go do this so that they can go do that. So that's why they're here. But this is a long scene, so I'm going to follow their back.
Ah, yes. Well, kind of related to Netflix and console-related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tried out the Max feature on Netflix.
Is there like a website or anything tied to that? Because I want to check that out.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, it only really worked through my PS3 so far. I mean, I haven't seen it on Netflix.
Let's find out while you talk.
Dan is checking it out. And yeah, it recommended... Well, it kind of flopped on its first recommendation, but on the second one, it was 12 Monkeys.
Awesome.
And it was awesome. It was like an excellent movie, and Katie and I enjoyed it immensely.
Had you not seen it before?
No, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Really anything by Gilliam you can trust.
Yeah.
When you would be coming up with search booleans to include in the Google search, hypothetically, what would you include other than PS3, Max, and movie? Because you used it to watch a movie. It's PS3 and it's called Max, as you say.
Netflix?
Okay. As we hatch this thing out, testing Max. Max Assistant? No, that can't be it.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it?
Yep.
Netflix. Why is that guy in a car?
Testing Max
is he in a car?
Assistance on some... on some PS3
he doesn't look happy about it.
Users to improve movie view recommendations.
Does this sound accurate?
Yes, that is it.
It's not available to all, but if you're on the latest, you have something somewhat exclusive, so you're teaching us stuff.
I do.
Ooh,
this is like
so damn fancy.
An exclusive, awesome thing that I told you about.
Right.
But it's...
This just in.
Are there screenshots?
It isn't that advanced yet. It's true. It definitely still feels kind of like a test thing. Because some of the choices are pretty limited, and they need to record more of the announcer's blurbs and stuff, just to add a little bit more variety. Because I have noticed that a couple of his sayings have repeated while you're trying to find a movie.
Oh, because you said it was, what is it? You Don't Know Jack kind of style.
Yes, exactly like You Don't Know Jack.
But it's just that same thing over and over and over again eventually. Kind of like if you play any game long enough, somebody will start, like one character will just kind of freak out and start saying the same thing for a while.
Yeah.
Essentially.
It's like that. Yeah. I mean, there is going to be that repetition because it's not like the guy is actually standing there talking
Ad
to
living.
You. Max is not actually talking to you as much as you may believe it.
Or else you'd have to start paying him in scones.
Yeah,
putting you on hold periodically to get to one of the other thousands of people using the service at that moment.
So it's called Netflix Max.
Yes.
So it has fun branding in front of it. So that's... It doesn't have a nice screenshot though, so it's kind of unfortunate. Yeah.
It's literally just you're in the main menu of Netflix, looking at... You've got your movie titles in front of you, and you just press square, and that takes you to the Netflix Max thing.
Oh yeah.
That's what you're looking at is the upper right hand corner of the screen.
Blurred out, I just assumed it said play, so I just kind of ignored it, but there it is. It looks like a little speech bubble.
Yeah. Exactly.
To people who are looking for it on a PS3 running 2.08.
Huh. Yes.
To get ultra specific.
Which I am.
Other than that, in terms of news, the only other thing is Crackle is now available on the Windows Phone.
Ooh. Hooray!
But instead, I was going to focus on bringing up comedians in cars getting coffee again.
Did they release another episode?
They're up to 3 episodes as far as I'm aware.
Oh, I'm behind.
What the first one was, what's his name? Curb Your Enthusiasm. Somebody remind me. Larry David.
Yeah.
And then after that was Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah.
Was the second one. And then the third one was Brian Regan. And so they have those 3 episodes up so far. And I was going to see Medians in cars getting. This is just the worst. But it
is a very URL. Long.
Okay, yeah. So the most recent title. One is Brian Regan. Brian Regan. But those are also available on Crackle, so people who have a Windows phone that somehow can't get to comediansincarsgettingcoffee.com can watch it through the Crackle app. So that's really the only tie-in I have with that, is more so plugging Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee than Crackle or the Windows phone.
Which is an awesome piece of streaming media. I thoroughly enjoyed the first episode when we watched it.
Yes. And the Ricky Gervais one is just as good as you'd expect.
Awesome.
Which is nice.
I have two to watch.
Hooray.
So I just realized something not great. I'm going to guesstimate on this at this point. I forgot to start the timer.
Yeah. What time did we start?
So I'm going to guesstimate that we started around 8:12 because that's a time I remember consciously looking at the clock.
Okay.
And we'll just kind of work with that.
That sounds about right.
You're the worst, Dan.
Really?
I am. But, you know, it happens sometimes. So the thing that I was going to talk about, well, actually, first, Jake, you're new to the show. I have no idea. How do you get your streaming media? Just so that we can kind of preface things.
Mostly through Netflix. Otherwise, some sketchier sources. But, yeah, Netflix is my number one. I'm not subscribed to Hulu, so if I want to watch Community, I have to watch it, like, within 2 weeks.
Right.
But
yeah,
that's not really that big of a deal anyway, because I'm watching it 5 hours after it.
Yeah, you're just kind of patiently waiting.
Yeah.
Because do you just not have an antenna, or is it just more of a timing thing?
It's pretty much a timing thing. I have a lot of night classes. Okay. And so, yeah.
Cool. And then have you tried anything else? Have you looked at Amazon Prime? Did you look at Hulu to the point where you decided, no, this isn't for me?
I did. I decided that Hulu wouldn't really be my thing. I'm not sure when I made the decision, but I think it was that Netflix had so many things that I just really loved, and I only wanted to have one subscription at a time. So okay. I've watched, like, every episode of Thundercats since getting a subscription to Netflix.
Right, right. You play to your favorites, and then you you know, kind of ignore the new stuff for a while, and then
exactly
thunder.
Ignored anything thunder. Not Thundercats related.
Why would? <you?
laughs> Why would you want to watch anything but Thundercats? Jeez.
So the reason I bring this up is because I was doing some research for work today, and I found this site, which I don't know what its credibility is, but they write well, so I'm giving them some benefit for the doubt. It's top10reviews.com. And then they have all these extensions of basically they just went out and found stuff that people use frequently and then review them and stack them in like a 1 to 20 setup. And, you know, they break it down into certain steps based on what it is. And I did a internet TV site review. And the top three are Hulu, Amazon.com, and Netflix, but not in the order that you'd really expect.
Yeah, yeah. I would have thought Netflix in number one personally.
Which, I mean, if you think of it, since it's TV in the title, I guess they may be playing to the strength that Hulu does have a really strong TV library since it's coming direct from those sources.
Right. I suppose. Is that the Hulu subscription, or is that just Hulu in general?
Since it does not say Hulu Plus, I would have to assume that it's just playing to that.
Well, then that one's going to win because it's free.
Yes. But it breaks it down into starring in this one, overall rating, content, ease of use, advertising, features, help and support. And all of them technically have 4 stars, but as I recall, and bump everything, I think Hulu actually had 100% rating where Amazon Prime had, like, high 90s and then... Netflix had mid-90s.
Well, they're each missing half a star on their ease of use for Amazon and features for Netflix.
Yeah, which I don't understand because I don't know what features I need other than, hey, look, there's something I want to watch.
Like, yeah, really the only feature I need is put entertainment in my face.
Which is actually, I think, one of the things that concerned me about it is Netflix is marked down because you can't embed video, you can't send it to a friend via email, and there's no user community. Now, that third one, I'm really happy for.
Yeah.
I don't need people telling me what to watch.
Because, like, I had gone to a restaurant near around the corner called Pat's Tap. Mm-hmm. Did not have a great experience.
Sure.
Just overall, the atmosphere is crap.
Because of the lack of user community?
No. Hear me out. It keeps going.
Okay.
So, atmosphere bad. Service not great. Food bad. Prices not great either. And so, Emily decided to go on Yelp and play out what happened. And she gave it a low rating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's used Yelp pretty regularly to the point where if she's gone to a good Chili's, she'll write something about it. Because, I mean, if it's really good service it's worth it. And so, after she posted this negative review for a place that is, you know, overrun with hipster at this point, especially they have a couple skee ball machines in the back. So wow. It's just like, awesome. It's a magnet.
Sure.
Skee ball.
Who doesn't love skee ball?
Basically. So this guy just like tears her to shreds because of her opinion, because we had a horrible experience and played it out. And she even like prefaced it saying other people might have other experiences.
Well, I'm of the opinion that anybody who disagrees with me is horrible and can go to hell.
Basically. So
with that other guy. Let's see what he's saying.
Well, at the same time, it's just like, why are you attacking somebody because of their opinion where it's just like, we had a bad time and like she rationalized it really well and like framed up. It was a long entry, too.
Well, we live in the internet era now and there's no such thing as politely disagreeing anymore. pretty much just immediately devolves into calling each other Nazis.
or something of the like.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly. Did you hear about the pseudo-Nazi who just found out he was Jewish?
Just got that on Reddit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a Hungarian political party leader who is very right-wing by Hungary standards.
Sure.
Just found out that he is Jewish.
Fantastic.
So not only did he have to step down as the head of the party, and he had to give up his parliament seat. And now he is...
His supporters didn't like that so much?
It's well, first he gave up the position, but they said, no, not enough. Get out.
Wow.
Just leave parliament too.
Wow.
And so then he said, I believe he said that he is going to Auschwitz to mourn the Holocaust martyrs. So apparently he's just like...
That's a quick 180.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit.
Oh my God, I'm Jewish. What have I been doing with my life?
The Jews are terrible. They should be exterminated. What's that? What? Oh.
Okay. This just did.
So it turns out, guys, you're going to laugh.
So you remember that story I told about the guy who went to the KK meeting who was black? Funny story.
About that.
But yeah, it's realistically, Hulu Plus just became available on the Apple TV. I checked it out. They give you a 7-day wander around for free thing.
Sure.
There's nothing there.
No.
Like, there's nothing that grabbed my attention. Apparently, I am detached from live TV enough, or at least the live TV that's broadcast enough, where there's nothing worth it.
Yeah.
Or at least nothing that wouldn't be on some sort of, you know, past library that they just don't have the rights for anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's also summertime. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore because I don't really watch broadcast TV either.
Well, but yeah, it's
now the time for crappy TV still?
I assume it's just like there should be backlogged shows that I enjoy, but they decide not to carry them.
Yeah, I suppose that's money.
Yes. well, that
always money.
I mean, I went to the ABC.com, video player and CBS and all that. I don't understand any of the shows anymore either. Somebody forgot to turn off the phone. Or
I was so worried for a second. It's the same notification tone as mine.
Oh no!
Oh, I'm sure they didn't even hear it.
Oh, but I did.
Whoever's
and I'm wearing headphones.
But we made them aware.
But yeah, I was just gonna bring that to some sort of attention because at the same time, Amazon Prime Amazon Instant Video just released an iPad app and. I've mentioned before, but their interface is like Amazon.
Sure.
Where you can't find anything.
Yeah, I'm not real pleased with their... I guess I don't know about Amazon Prime, but the Amazon app that's on the iPhone is not particularly easy to use.
No.
Especially when trying to find user reviews and stuff like that. It's kind of at least part of the reason I use Amazon is I want to know what other people think of the product before buying it myself. And
so it doesn't even have like the star bar?
It does, and you can click into it, but...
it's messy.
Yeah, you can't really find your way. It'll just give you a random assortment. I don't know if they have it in chronological order or what, but personally, I like to find the people who are just crapping all over it.
Find out why.
Yeah, I'd like to look at the 1- and 2-star reviews and find out what the hell's wrong with this thing.
That's usually what I watch for, too.
Yeah.
I was actually doing research for a new pair of headphones to use at the Buffering Podcast. And yeah, a lot of the reviews were very informative. I actually found out about other products that might be better recommended, and I actually was able to find the headphones that I used when I was a DJ at KWLC, and yeah, it was really good. But yeah, I totally agree with you. You got to find the reviews that are just crapping all over.
I can find glowing reviews all I want. I don't care about that. I want to know what's wrong with it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not enough for it to just see, oh, it's a great product. I mean, it does
A plus,
what it
plus, 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 plus.
Would buy again.
It does what it is designed to do. It plays sounds that go in my ear holes, and I wear the headphones on my head.
It'll most likely come to you in a box. A plus again.
A discreet box.
But imagine just using that interface to shop, but then trying to find just a TV show to watch.
Right.
Like, there is no way to stumble around in there. It's either you're going through the featured whatever menu, or you give up and you go to Netflix.
Right. Although not that the Netflix app is that great either, but it's...
You can at least wander around a little bit easier, or you can hop from actor to actress to what have you comfortable way.
Right.
My experience has been that it's pretty much true of any app designed to... be a website that I'd rather just go to the website. I had the IMDb app for Android for a couple of months and it wouldn't load anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's always a stunted version of the website. It's missing a lot of the same features that I would like to see. And it seems like the sort of thing that it's not difficult, or that it wouldn't be difficult to add. Like, I know, like the IMDb thing doesn't have the message boards at all.
Right.
Which, most of the time cause me a great deal of rage, but I still like to read them because I hate myself.
You want to get yourself riled up kind of thing.
Yeah, I want to see what all the stupid people are saying about the movie.
Oh, man. And I mean, plus I appropriated that Roku from work since it was sitting in a box, and I found out why it's sitting in a box. It doesn't work.
Because it's an excellent piece of technology?
Yes, okay. Yes. That's... why it's sitting there on its own, isolated from everything else.
You sit there and think about what you've done, Roku.
No touching the other technology.
But yeah, that's basically everything that I had, and I think it would be a good time to switch over into Movie Bluff. But before we do, Jake, did you get a chance to review any? Were you given any resources in terms of figuring out Movie Bluff?
I watched, or listened to, I guess, a few episodes. I think I've got it pretty much figured out.
And then, Matt, have you been here since we've done the trilogy rule?
Nope.
Okay. So the big thing that we do at this point is basically if any movie in a trilogy or a series comes up, you're not allowed to mention any other movie within that series or trilogy or what have you for 3 movies.
Okay.
And, I mean, hypothetically... we think, Adam, did we do Star Wars as 1 or 2?
Two sections.
Is it 2 trilogies?
Yeah, it would be the prequels and the original would be separate trilogies.
Okay.
Because there are enough
differences.
Dissimilar actors.
Yeah.
That
it's pretty
can
much
off.
Just C-3PO, isn't it? That's in all of them.
Well, you've got James Earl Jones in the back half, and then Frank Oz, and a couple others. But
there are a few crossovers, but not very many. But we just try to keep it so it's not just like, you know, bouncing from the same movies, just kind of plucking at the same cast. So that's basically it. Oh, yeah. And were you here when we did Elimination?
Nope.
Basically what happens is when somebody gets stumped or somebody calls somebody's bluff, action doesn't stop. It's just the person who is incorrect or proved wrong is out, and you keep going.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes we run into questions as to where we go from there, but usually we hammer it out. But
yes.
I don't know if you had that queued up or not, so
I
tried to buy you time for a bit here.
I kind of squandered it. Pull it up right away. But yeah, I just wanted to remind everyone that that Buffering is also on Stitcher, and you can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That's right.
There you go.
And I feel confident. I did come up with one, a starter for this one, and I'm confident because, I mean, it's going to Matt. I'd like to think I know a few movies that you watch. And since they announced that Bill Murray will not be in the third Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, are they going ahead with that?
They're going ahead with it without him, unfortunately, but what can you do? I wanted to start with Harold Ramis movie. And, of course, we do try to softball the first round as well as you can.
All right. Harold Ramis movie. Are we a movie that he was in, or...
Yeah, a movie he was in.
Okay.
Softballing it.
Shut up, Adam. This is going to be so painful for me.
We shall see. I will admit that I'm having a little trouble remembering which one is Harold Ramis.
I know which one is Harold Ramis. I'm trying to figure out what ones he's been in and, versus just directed.
That's true. He did do a lot of directing. But a lot of his earlier stuff. Now that I think about it, it is kind of hit and miss in terms of there are a couple where he directed or he wrote it at least. But wasn't in it. Like Caddyshack. He wasn't in it.
I think I'll go with Knocked Up.
Knocked Up? Okay. And then Move Your Cat.
Cast.
So Louisiana. Knocked Up, Cast.
Okay. So Knocked Up had Seth Rogen in it, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, okay. Well, I'll say
we're,
Cast.
We're usually not supposed to verify.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Seth.
Yeah.
There you go. Cool. Katherine Heigl was also in that one.
Yes.
Movie.
I mean, there's...
What was that called?
Ooh, wait. There's that one that was really shitty that came out that got, like, 0 stars.
What was that called?
What was it called? But the one that I could think of was 27 Dresses.
Ah.
And I will... So I got one... Yeah, I'll say Cast.
You're bluffing.
It'll take me a second to think of her name. Because it's a chick who is also in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, and she was in Children's Hospital, and she was the sister.
Good old...
It's Malin... I can't think of her last name, so I have to think of the other guy. And of course I'm just thinking of all of their characters that they were, not who they are.
Yeah.
I thought about trying to come up with a guy, but they're pretty much all interchangeable. Like, I've got a general idea, but it could be any one of like 10 actors.
God, I can picture him. I know what he's been in. What the hell is that guy's name? I'm trying not to. I keep going through his mood. I can, like, there's his face, and there's his face, there's his face. Oh, God, I can name 5 movies that he's in. Okay, I'm gonna bow out, but I know that he was in X-Men, X-Men 2, Last Stand.
Patrick Stewart.
No. I wish. Oh, of course, he's just sitting in the back.
I know who you're talking about at this point.
Cyclops.
Yeah, and a friend of mine got really pissed at me a couple of weeks ago because instead of remembering him as Cyclops, I remembered him as Lois Lane's boyfriend from the worst Superman movie.
You son of a bitch.
And that's how I remember him.
And then, what is his name? Does anyone remember? No.
I don't. I could care less about him.
Producer Katie, would you?
Are we talking about
Cyclops.
Hugh Jackman?
Just look up Cyclops.
Yes. Cyclops? No, he was the guy that Katherine Heigl really falls in love with other than her boss in 27 Dresses.
Marsden?
Yes, James Marsden. Okay. Ah, God. It's Marsden. Marsden. I couldn't get Marsden. Okay, so...
He was...
James Marsden.
He's in Hairspray, too.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. And yeah. So many other things.
He was in a wacky movie with Gary Oldman.
What?
Route 60 or Interstate 60, something like that. It's a weird ass movie. I recommend it. I like it. It's also got the
Sex Drive?
Yeah, that's the one.
So
it's almost the same.
So I'm out, and with that, I said movie. No, I said cast. So with that, it just goes back to Katherine Heigl movie, I imagine.
Yes.
So you have to name another Katherine Heigl movie to perpetuate it while I'm out. And since I'm out, does anyone want a beverage while I'm up?
Yes, please.
Nah.
So I'm not allowed to use the rest of the 27 Dresses trilogy, correct?
Right.
Okay. Correct. That is correct.
Oh, God, what else has she been in?
I know.
Thank God number 4 is coming out in 2014.
Talk it out, man.
God, I just got nothing.
Katherine Heigl. She's the one with the face.
The
shh. No hints.
I wouldn't get that one anyway.
More of a general rule.
I think she has hair.
She has blonde hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's got hair.
Yeah.
So, thin, blonde, blandly attractive actress. Let's see. What
blandly
movies?
Attractive?
Yes. She kind of has a funny face.
Yeah, she's
I'll
not doing it for
you
me.
You said that.
Came all this way and I forgot a bottle opener.
Where do you go?
Oh,
damn.
Wait, isn't there one here?
Oh, hey!
Hooray! The day is saved.
And sound.
But I'm still not.
So,
yeah, I think I got nothing. I got a bow out too. Damn it, Dan.
I wasn't the one who said Katherine Heigl.
Okay. So are you going to bow out or are you going to challenge?
I can challenge you now?
Yes.
Yes.
Hooray. I challenge everyone until I win.
Oh, boy.
Very well. You believe I am bluffing, but I am certain I am not. Because...
And this changes it up a little bit, too.
I can name Grey's Anatomy.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yep, really. She was on Grey's Anatomy.
And so now you get to decide if you perpetuate with movie or if you go with cast.
Let's say movie, because heck if I can remember who was in Grey's Anatomy. It's been years since I watched that show. But
I actually have an answer for that, sadly.
Me too.
I do, yep.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's
but it's another Katherine Heigl movie or TV show
which,
to you.
Which nobody knows, so...
Actually, I do have another
answer. Challenging it, though. Yeah.
You will?
Yeah.
I did give a hint when I got to Katherine Heigl myself.
Right.
And I just remember what it's called.
So... What else has she been in? I know she's been in other things, but...
Actually, coming up with a title is the catch.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the catch. Did I just screw myself over?
Possibly.
I might have.
Perhaps.
You called me on it. You were not supposed to do that.
No, I'm sorry.
So are you going to jump ship too?
Yes, I am going to... respectfully bow out.
This is the challenge round.
I like Katherine Heigl. Oh. I should know something.
She's all right.
But
I was thinking, yeah. I think it's called One for the Money, where she's like a bounty hunter or something.
Is that what that's called?
Is that what it's called?
Katie thought, says,
is she
or
Dog
like
the bounty hunter?
She is definitely. Wow.
I thought that was with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that was one with Gerard.
Gerard Butler.
Killers.
She was in a movie called Killers. Producer Katie.
Oh,
says.
That thing.
Oh no, not that one. What's her newest one that just came out where she has brown hair that makes her look kind of funny, like almost Mandy Moore. Yeah, One for the Money, right?
One for the Money.
Yeah, One for the Money.
Yeah,
she looks kind of like Mandy Moore a little bit.
I think I've just found all of her movies really forgettable.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm also not her target demographic, no. I think.
Right. Well, I mean, even probably Knocked Up, I would say, is the Seth Rogen film that I am not a big fan of.
I liked it.
When I saw it, I liked it, yeah. I don't know what I would think of it now.
It had Harold Ramis.
By that definition, so did Orange County.
Oh, yeah. He was the dean, wasn't he?
Or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And
admissions or something.
Fun fact, Alan Tudyk was also in Knocked Up. He was
Silence.
Katherine Heigl's boss, and he was also famous for Firefly.
I
he
love
was
Alan
also
Tudyk.
In a couple
great.
Other.
He's in a show now called Suburgatory.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He
plays a dentist.
Original version of Death at a Funeral, where he's tripping his ass off the whole time. It's hilarious.
Wait.
And he's Steve the Pirate.
He's Steve the Pirate. I, that's what I thought it was. Yes. Steve the Pirate. Okay, so he's what's his name on Firefly? He's Wash?
Yeah,
he's Wash. Nice.
Malifa Never Man. Saw the show, but I know one fact.
How have you not seen that show? It's so good.
Because I remember I was sitting in your apartment with Peter Jorgensen, and you talked about Serenity and kind of knocked it, and so I just took it as a generalization.
Oh, no, the show's amazing. Serenity's not bad, it's just not as good as the show.
That's what you said, right. But I kind of didn't hear that second half of that.
Oh, no, the show's great. I think, is that on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
It is on Netflix. It might still be on Hulu, too.
There's more on Netflix than you could have watched while it was out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jake got that first point.
Sweet.
New guy getting the point.
I was the first one out, so I get to start this round, and it goes to Adam this time, and this time, I am going to say Caddyshack. Cast.
Well, hey. Bill Murray movie.
Zombieland movie.
Groundhog's Day. Cast.
Oh,
we're coming back. But I'm going to say Chris Elliott.
That's a odd happenstance. Where... We're
Last
back
week
on Groundhog
we were,
Day. We were stuck in Groundhog Day. And,
well, we got stuck on Andy, but I said Chris Elliott movie.
Chris Elliott is...
He was the cameraman in Groundhog's Day.
He was the cameraman.
He is quite famous if you see his face.
Hmm.
Right.
He was also in Nas.
Yeah, I have a pretty good list of stuff.
Go on.
Though I know what my go-to answer would be.
I think I know who he is, but I'm probably wrong.
I'll give you a hint. It wasn't Brian Doyle Murray.
That helps a lot.
I knew it.
So, yeah, he's totally the one who was in the Transformers, the movie. And
was he?
Well, now I can't say Dark of the Moon.
Cast. There you go.
Oh, God. Okay. So, if nobody's going to screw with that, because I don't know who this guy is, Shia LaBeouf and movie.
Well, he was really wrong. But we'll just go with it.
Yes.
Because I don't know who he is.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So Shia LaBeouf movie.
LaBeouf. Even Stevens movie.
Oh. Well, at least you said movie, because then I can say holes. And then I will also say movie.
Cool. I hate to go down this road. I mean, I hate to mention this movie because I like to pretend that it didn't happen.
Do it to it.
But Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull cast.
Harrison Ford cast.
Harrison Ford, has he been in anything else?
No. But at least he said cast, so you have to go with somebody else.
Oh, God. I did not see that movie.
You're probably better off even if you lose the point.
Probably. I'm going to challenge.
Who else was in it?
Yeah, I have no idea. There were like some Nazis or aliens or something. I don't know. So I'm going to be out.
So that means it's you have to name some
cast of.
But that's what he just backed up upon. So you have to. We'll say it's instead he has to say a Harrison Ford movie rather than somebody else from the cast, since he backtracked as a result of not knowing what he was quizzed upon.
That makes sense.
Harrison Ford movie. We logic that one out.
Go with Star Wars cast.
Could you be a little more specific for my...
The first one? New Hope.
Thank you.
There we go.
Wanted to verify just for safety's sake. Carrie Fisher movie.
Wow.
Austin Powers. Yeah, she's in the first one. Cast.
Mike Myers cast.
Okay, we have to come back to what was she, since
who
it's
is Carrie Fisher in
the she was the
judges?
Guidance counselor in the therapy session that Dr. Evil and his son
nice one
attend. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I have to come up with somebody who else was in. Oh my god, what's his name? Oh, I could be a douche. I can picture his face, and I know his character name. Okay, I'll just do the other one. Give me a second. Because, I mean, no.
Well, you're thinking.
Yes.
I have to say that I remember Carrie Fisher in Austin Powers, because that was the first time I remember seeing, you know, an actor from an older movie that I liked in the present time, and I was kind of
disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh, you got old.
Oh, I'm stupid. Seth Green movie.
Yeah. Oh, there you have it. Okay.
Got stuck for no reason.
So I will blow this one wide open because. Yeah. Robot Chicken cast.
Mark Hamill movie.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back cast.
Ooh, okay.
I was saving that as my backup because it's like, fuck Mark Hamill. Though I do have a backup to that, so I'm...
Yeah, I've got more Mark Hamill.
Mm.
So, I can't remember anyone particularly fun from that movie right now. So, I will just say, Ben Affleck, movie.
You're the bomb in Phantoms!
Oh, Phantoms. I don't know anybody else that was in Phantoms.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I don't know what it is.
Damn, I just watched something with him, too.
I have a really good answer that you should give.
Go with Jersey Girl cast.
Close. The correct answer was Geely.
Oh, man.
George Carlin movie.
Oh, okay. So, Shining Time Station.
Yes!
That's what I was going to go with.
Wait.
Come
cast.
On. Yes.
Cast.
Yes.
Bring the Thunder. I don't know why I said Bring the Thunder, but...
Ringo Starr movie.
See, this is where we're getting to my house. Because I will say... how do I want to do this?
Nicely?
You'd think maybe. That. I will say... help. And I will say, well, I'll say movie.
Well, all right, I'll just keep it going. Yellow Submarine, movie.
The Simpsons. Cast.
Nice. I totally had an answer if you went with the third one. I totally had one.
Thought and it would have
ended
there.
It. Though, yes, it would. Okay.
Takes a pretty big piece off the board, though.
Yeah. And this was Simpsons was actually my Mark Hamill. That was my backup.
Also would have had Batman the animated series.
Yeah, I didn't know which Batman it was. I couldn't have just said Batman. So it's
most of them.
Yeah. So I will say Hank Azaria movie.
Ah.
Because you're gonna say,
you know, this came up in the episode that I listened to, and I was really disappointed that nobody said what I yelled out at my computer at this point.
Well, for Hank Azaria, my answer is Godzilla the movie. The crappy American version.
Ooh!
Cast.
Matthew Broderick.
Yes!
Oh,
totally had that one.
Damn it.
I was hoping for Birdcage.
Exactly. That's what I was going for.
Cannot handle my Guatemalan-ness.
Mystery Men Mystery Men, I'd say has some pretty good.
I like Mystery Men.
So
cast.
There you go.
You son of a bitch.
Oh.
I had to come up
Who
with one myself.
Who was it? Oh my god. And of course, all that's stuck in my head is the remake of the remake that they did on Robot Chicken, where they did synchronized skating. Oh, God, who was that?
Reptar on Ice?
It was essentially, but it was just lots of them instead of one.
Okay.
Reptar, Reptar, gotta find that Reptar, Reptar.
I still want Reptar cereal.
Turns your milk green.
Look delicious.
Halt, I am Reptar.
Here I am, you can stop searching now. As I stall for time, because I have no idea. So I am going to bow out, so it has to go to Adam.
And suddenly I want to watch Rugrats on Netflix. Because it's there! And okay.
Some of it, not
Most
all of
Most of
it.
It's there.
Well, enough of it is there to fulfill the craving. I wonder if the Reptar on Ice episode is there.
It might be.
I'm trying to think.
They have this weird gap of missing episodes.
Huh.
I think they're missing the first episode, which...
Or like the first season or first chunk or something.
Really? Okay. Well, anyway.
I'm going to look up this answer while you think.
The...
Godzilla, not Broderick, not Azaria.
Right.
As you use the force.
Heather Graham. Movie.
What is she?
I'm actually looking right now, so let me see.
So you're out, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bowed out to you so that
it's
I had to go.
It's just you and me now.
Yep. Yes. What do you got? Heather Graham movie.
I'm waiting for
it
judges.
It doesn't matter. It
matters to me. You already got away with Chris.
Well, Henry, no. It's not that. It's just I'm pulling it up in case you challenge him.
Ah.
Because I'm intrigued to know, but I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
I'll go with The Hangover. Cast.
All right. I will say Zach Galifianakis. Movie.
The Campaign. Movie.
Oh, okay. I wonder.
Should have challenged him.
Damn.
Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
Oh.
Cast.
Okay, well.
Oh, who the hell's been on that? I was waiting for the challenge on Godzilla because I would have hit genre now. love genre now. And his American accent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
His rat face for when he's facing off with that rat in the air duct in Mission Impossible.
Will Ferrell. Movie.
Anchorman. Cast.
Paul Rudd. Movie.
Yeah.
Okay. 40-year-old virgin. Cast.
Steve Carell. Movie.
It's always interesting when it gets down to two people, because usually one person just sticks to one side of it, and then it's always just movie and cast back and forth, so it's always fun.
Oh, yeah? The Office.
What changes that?
Movie.
There you go.
Little Miss Sunshine, cast.
Oh, what's his name?
Pepper Ann? No, wait.
Moose?
No one's cooler. No one's cooler then.
Milo.
This makes me sad because I can picture that guy's face so well, and he was in other things that I know.
Talk it out.
And I could totally perpetuate this thing.
Who did he play in the movie?
He was the angsty teen. And he has a name.
He does. He might too if you were colorblind.
And wanted to be a pilot.
Yes. There it is. There it is. Talking it out helped.
Yeah, see?
Paul Dano. Movie.
There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
All right.
This is fun to watch.
Pulling out the big guns now. So, of course, I have to say the name that I can't think of.
I love that guy.
But why can't I think of his name? He's in so many good things. He's in Last of the Mohicans. Oh, what am I doing?
Yeah. Well,
okay, now you can't say that one.
Last of the Mochaccinos. Totally, yeah. Got it.
Mochaccinos. That's right. I'm so embarrassed right now that I can't think of his name. Because he'll
haunt you?
Yeah, he really will.
He doesn't even have to be dead. He'll just show up.
He'll drink your milkshake.
He will drink my milkshake. And then when he's done drinking my milkshake, he will say, "I'm finished."
Pretty sure that's after he brutally murders you.
That was, yeah, really disturbing, actually.
But it's good that you know how it plays out.
mental block. And he's got one of those names where it's, as soon as I hear it, I'm just going to, a little bit, yeah.
Though it did just help me to remember another name, which I can't mention because it kind of helps in a way.
Right. I'm sure there were other actors in this movie. Other than these two.
Oh, no,
two.
No, not that. It's just a similar pretentious name that helps me remember because it's pretentious-y.
I've got...
Is it Jonathan Rhys-Davies? Is that the name that you're thinking of?
No.
Well, that does me no good either.
Son of a bitch.
Well, maybe you could tell me the name that you think of, because
if you
it's
bow
not directly
because it's,
helping
it's,
me.
It's a good time for somebody to win a point.
Time. Yes! There it is! Daniel Day-Lewis!
There you go.
And?
Oh, brilliant. I stalled just long enough. Movie. And you can't say the one that I almost finished saying.
Gangs of New York cast.
Yeah.
Were you going to go with Sandra Day O'Connor? Because that's what I have.
William H. Macy.
Ah.
I like mine better.
Yeah, no, I do too.
I'll say, you said...
Cast.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. Cast.
Good. Let's keep this going.
Cameron Diaz, movie.
Ah.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Come on.
Charlie's Angels, cast.
Bill Murray, movie.
Oh.
Full circle.
Okay. Almost.
Really tempted to say, but will not say.
Do it.
I'm not going to say Groundhog Day.
Okay.
But I will say...
3 rounds in a row.
Ghostbusters cast.
Okay. Dan Aykroyd, movie.
Blues Brothers cast.
Somebody's got to have a spike in here somewhere.
Yeah, we just haven't gotten to it yet.
For Blues Brothers, I have like 5?
Ray Charles cast.
There it is.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay. Ray Charles. Ray.
I said cast.
Yeah, you did. That's right. Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Also reasonably certain it wasn't in
okay.
there.
Awesome. Are we... John Belushi. And... Movie.
Could have danced around there for a while.
Saturday Night Live cast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, from the...
Yeah.
3 million names that are available?
It just blows it right open, doesn't it? Jim Carrey. Movie.
The Mask Cask.
The Mask Cask?
Yes.
You heard him.
That's where you keep it.
Okay. The Mask. But playing opposite him was...
Somebody who's already been brought up. Somebody who's
already been named.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So...
Oh, my God.
Who can I say, then? I challenge you.
Yeah, I screwed myself.
Ah,
can't say Milo?
Cannot say Milo.
Okay, so there's the friend who looks kind of like Tom Arnold but isn't.
Talk it out. It worked for me.
I know I'm not going to get the villain. I'm searching through smaller cast.
Yeah, because like the henchmen in that weren't really... They were generic people. Like, low budget.
Yeah.
Nobodies.
Well, somebody's. They were in a movie. Credit where credit's due. But
dude, harsh. They work hard, man.
Yeah. Just stomping all over Hollywood.
How many movies have you been in?
Well,
let's go to my IMDb page. Oh, wait, the message board's on up. Oh. Son of a bitch.
I just deleted the app. So awful.
Anything?
I don't think I got anything. Nah, it's going to piss me off now. So I've got...
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's really anyone of notoriety in that other than Cameron Diaz, because she's already been said.
Right.
Jim Carrey. The friend has been in something else, but don't know who he is.
Do you yield?
I do.
Yes!
I hang my head in shame.
So as he yields, I think that it would be interesting sometime to do Team Movie Bluff.
Sweet. Team Movie Bluff. Ooh. I would be tempted to do that.
bonus track. It's a good suggestion from producer Katie.
Yeah, we could try it as a bonus track.
This is a great time to wrap up. I hope that my estimation of us starting around 8:12 was close so that we're not going way over. But Matt, you were the last person who was actually playing in the round other than Adam. So do you have anything coming up Friday or thereafter that you want to plug, something that you're in or going to or know about that other people should know about?
Nope, going back to Mexico again.
Well, but you've already advertised Mexican Netflix.
That's true. Try Mexican Netflix.
Netflix de Mexico.
No, I've really got nothing going on.
Nothing. Social media of which to follow, that's usually Twitter or something of the like.
Nope, just got the Facebook.
Gotcha. Jake, how about you?
I write for a blog. I actually haven't written for a blog yet because the blog crashed. We lost all our stuff, and now it's recently been put back up.
Okay.
Reborn.
It's called Sanctum. We use Archaic Pixel as our host, so it's sanctum.archaicpixel.com. And I will be doing a regular blog on Star Trek and other sci-fi series.
In terms of, like, reviews or...
Somewhat of a review thing and sort of, like, side-by-side comparisons of various sci-fi series.
So you're going to tackle Kirk versus Picard?
Yeah, I think eventually we'll get to that.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. So it's something of that, like, you'll pick... references out of it and then work on a tangent for that. Like, you could talk about something about Data for one thing, and then you could go back to Scotty for another.
Right.
One. Okay,
yeah.
So you can just kind of hop around as you see fit.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
It was Picard.
And
very cool.
Problem solved. And say the website again.
It's Sanctum, just the normal spelling, .archaicpixel.com, I believe is the URL. It might have changed, so a Google search for Sanctum and Archaic Pixel should find it.
Or Sanctum and Star Trek.
Yes.
Awesome.
So are you on Twitter or anything like that?
I had a Twitter, and then things started to get creepy. The only person I was following for an extended period of time, I was talking to Katie about this earlier, was Brent Spiner, Data from Star Trek.
Yes.
And so I had several people who I was following, and their tweets were being forwarded to my phone, but it ended up being like this huge mesh of... Brent Spiner talking about this web series that I think never got off the ground, and Will Wheaton plugging his libertarian blog, and LeVar Burton talking about all of the different photo ops that he's had, and more,
so,
yeah.
So it's a lot like what you'd get following basically any celebrity at this point.
Exactly.
This kind of media
junk. It just
junk.
Didn't really catch my interest.
I think his show did get off the ground.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give that a look then.
Here's hoping.
Good for
Brent
Spiner.
Yeah.
Fresh Hell or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, then, Adam, what about you?
Well, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival starts this weekend.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
You can pick up tickets at, is it Holiday or Super America? Or...
I think Super America is the one that does the deal.
I believe it.
Yep. You can get cheaper cheap tickets that way. Yep, the Court Revelers,
huzzah,
will be performing at, let's see.
Okay, what I looked at that update too from Facebook. What, it's you're in the
we're
Vino
officially
in the morning.
Officially not on the Arbor stage anymore. We are going to be singing at the Wine Pub at 11:15, I believe it is.
Well, I look simultaneously.
11:15 previously, or I'm just reading what I'm looking at right now. 11:15 in Chateau Vino, 2:30 in the Queen's Pub, and again at 5 in the Queen's Pub. So we love our pubs. We love our madrigals. We love our pub songs. We love some of our Irish traditional music. We don't do a whole lot of Irish traditional, but the stuff we do, we enjoy, and it's fun. So, yeah, come on out and see us, and...
Otherwise, you're kind of rambling about throughout everything, right?
Yeah, we do limericks in the feast hall. We walk around on the grounds kind of in smaller groups and sort of carol here and there. And so you'll definitely see us all over the place.
By the way, talk to Emily about the limericks and professions.
Mm-hmm.
That AJ and I wrote for her.
Ooh.
Like, we sat down and brainstormed a couple limericks and professions.
Nice.
And they're to the level that AJ and I usually write, so.
Cool.
Pretty gross.
Write some for me, man. That'd be awesome. I don't have any yet. I had one last year that I kind of liked, but I'm going to hang that one up because, I can do better.
I will give you a hint as to the tangent that we hit.
Okay.
Bestiality.
Hmm. Okay. More than acceptable.
We hit a tangent material. And we could not escape. Yeah. And it was pretty really? Funny the entire time.
The feasters will love it.
An underexplored territory in general.
Exactly. We're really helping.
Someone's opinion about it.
We're really contributing to society saying, yes, the humor, we will let you know what's going on here.
The humor is underrated. We need more bestiality humor in the public eye. Damn it.
Yeah.
Humor. There we Something go. Like that. And then social media?
Of course, you can find me on Twitter, which I probably haven't updated in months now. I probably shouldn't even mention it. But maybe I will post something. Maybe you should follow me. Maybe there will be something that will just blow up and make Katie drop her camera.
Keep dropping things. Yeah.
Maybe check me out at ADAMERDMANN. It's my name. And then you can also find out what I've been listening to lately on Last FM. I do Scrabble and... So the things that I listen to are posted there.
Cool.
And yeah, so it's fun. And I think that's pretty much it for now. Dan, what do you got?
I know that Jen Diethart would want me to plug the Fringe Fest. I think it's still going on, but damned if I know. I saw that comedian Mary Mack had a one-person show going on for that, and that should definitely be checked out. But... You know, search for MN Fringe Fest online, and you can find out information about that. Otherwise, I was, you know, I'm going to go to the Ren Fest, so there's that.
Yeah, you are.
And I don't think there's really anything now that it's kind of like August and everything's winding down. I don't think there's anything really going on. So. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter by going to @DanLWhelan, WHELAN. And that's about it. So,
cool.
Thank you for listening to episode 47. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, Jake, first time. Yeah. Come back. Matt, always welcome when you're not in Mexico.
Mexico.
I'll only be there for a little time. So.
Cool. So yeah, thank you so much, guys. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And we will see everybody next week for episode 48.
48. We're almost to 50.
Woo. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.